this idea that we just discussed about using the Torah system in order to know what's who's in the right and who's in the wrong also comes to play when children have parents who get divorced. There are one or two or three, I don't think there are more than three letters which I wrote that on different topics that I gave educators to use, and educators have told me that they found it very, very useful. So the one letter I remember, I think I wrote another one on another topic, but maximum I ever wrote was three. One I remember, and that was one on this topic. A question that repeatedly comes up is when parents get divorced, so children feel like they have to take sides. And children feel like they know that this parent is wrong in this area. And children definitely will very often be drawn into this mistake of taking sides. And this is something that I was once in a different yeshiva. I was about to start a class, and I get called out, and I'm told there's an emergency, you have to come. So I came to the class, I said, okay, they're asking me to come. The Rosh Yeshiva called me, he said, you have to deal with this instead of your class, tell them you're postponing class by a half hour. What was the emergency? A girl came all the way from the north. She lived somewhere way north. She drove for hours coming to the yeshiva, because she had heard there's a yeshiva here. I don't know if she hadn't heard there are other yeshivas closer to the north. I don't know. She had heard there's a yeshiva here, so she came. And her question was, I never met her. Never met her before, never saw her again. Her question was, her parents had gotten divorced, and she was working with one of the parents, and she could see in the paperwork of that parent's business that the parent was ripping off the other parent in the dealings of the divorce. So her question was, from the angle of Kibbud Av Ve'Aim, what information is she supposed to give behind the back to the other parent? Now, she knows what's going on behind the scenes. What's she supposed to give over? So that was one of the questions that led me to write this letter, because I saw that very often I was getting this question again and again, where children were convinced that they knew. And sometimes children can be in their 20s, and they can be convinced that they know that this parent's in the right and that parent's in the wrong. And then they can be dragged into this question. So I have to tell you that most of the time children don't know. Even this young lady, when I met her, I said to her, did you ever see the contract your parents made up as to how they're going to divide the assets? No. Ah, so you're living by the say-so that you heard from another parent. And based on that say-so, you're assuming what information should be given and what should be given over. You don't know. What do you know about the deals? You know what one parent is feeding you, how much they should be getting, and then by the other parents, you're seeing the book, so you think there's a discrepancy. Maybe and maybe not. The best you can do is theoretically go to the parent whose books you're helping him run and say to that parent, hey, should this be this way? Shouldn't it be another way? Maybe. Maybe that's something you can do, but more than that, not. And children get sucked in. Children, this is a tremendous mistake that children make. Things seem so obvious to them that this parent is turning on that parent, this parent is cheating on that parent. And I have to tell you that it's almost always a mistake. I in my experience, in the hundreds at least, if not thousands, of divorces that I've seen, I have never seen children understand what went on. Never. But children are convinced that they understand. Children are sure that they know this parent did something terrible. This parent is really wrong, at least in this area. And what's worse that happens is that children are convinced that that parent is just a bad person. They're completely wrong. I said it in a tepid way, as though they're only wrong in this aspect. That's not what happens. What more often happens is that children can decide who's right and who's wrong. And I have to tell you, the children are wrong. The children don't know what's going on. The children don't have the full picture. And the children ultimately make decisions and take actions that later on in life, if only they're intelligent enough, they regret. They look back and say, wait a second, by what right did I ostracize that parent? By what right did I express my anger to that parent? What did I think I knew? So I expressed my frustrations, my anger, based on what I was being fed by this parent. And so what children have to do is tell their parents, I cannot get involved in this. I love you, but you're not allowed to talk to me about this. And children cannot be the psychologist for the parents. You need to talk to someone, go to a psychologist. You can't afford a psychologist, go to your aunt, go to your sister, go to your mother. But when parents come and talk to the kids about their frustrations, so the kids don't know what to do with it. And the parents are abusing the children. Children have to have that strength to look at the parents and understand they are abusing you. They have no right to do that to the children. You know, it's very easy to make that demand of the parents, but I turn to the children and I say, you children have to tell the parents, I love you, and I demand and I insist that you don't tell me your arguments and your claims about the other parent. And as frustrated as you are, go talk to someone else. I want to respect both of you. That's very hard. But I can tell you that those who don't do it regret it. And those who do it, hopefully over time, can force their parents to stop abusing them. And again, I use that harsh word called abuse because I really think it is. I think it's emotional abuse. And I think it's a tremendous wrong to do to children. But it's very common and it's understandable. Parents are themselves suffering, but that doesn't give them the right to do this to the kids. And again, what children have to know is, like we learned in the Chazon Ish, that they do not have the right to judge. They do not have the perspective. I will end with a story. A couple was getting divorced. True story. And the husband was sitting... learning. And someone walked into the Beis Medrash and said to him, aren't you embarrassed the way you're behaving? What are you doing with the Gemara? I am going to plaster town with signs about you, and I'm going to tell everyone that they think you're a respectable Jew and you are the scum of the earth. You don't deserve to have a right to walk into a shul or a Beis Medrash the way you've behaved. And he's cursing him out for 5 minutes straight. And the man is silent. He listens to everything. And then he says to him, can I just tell you one thing? So he says, yes. He says, look, there's a halacha. The halacha says that if a court witnessed someone murder, they cannot judge the person. Why? Why can't they judge the person? They just saw it. So the halacha says that when you judge a person, you have to be open to seeing the favorable side of that person. And when a court just saw someone murder, they're not going to have it within them. They're not going to be able to see anything positive in the person. They're so upset at him because they saw him do something so terrible. So automatically, even if they intend to do what's right, they will look at him negatively. And so that's why they're disqualified from judging. He said to them, look, you're on my ex-wife's side. You're in her family. And she's been painting a picture before you that I'm a murderer, that I'm a terrible person. And I understand you from your perspective, that after everything you've heard from her, that's how you view me. Okay. But just remember that you don't have the right to judge, because after you've been exposed to one side of the story so harshly, right now you can't possibly see anything good in me. So you want to have that view of me in your personal life, I can't tell you to change that. You want to go and decide that you can decide what type of human being I am and publicize it to the world? Well, I don't think you have a right to decide that, because you've seen a side of the picture that makes you partial, makes you unable to see anything positive in me. So I don't think you have a right to come to a conclusion and publicize that. So the same is true with children. Children have to know that their scope is limited, and the fact that they've been exposed to certain things automatically makes them partial, and it's impossible for them to see things clearly. So they shouldn't judge. Children have to step away and insist that their parents give them that breathing room and leave them out of it. Tov, we should